Good morning and greetings to each one in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim. This morning on the Fountain of Life, I would like to look at a very important subject again and starting to read in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It gives us a commandment to give thanks. It says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And again in Ephesians 5:3, let fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints. And verse 4, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. And Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Now, very clearly here, we are commanded to be thankful, and I have to think that it must be a little bit awkward for God to command us, his children, to be thankful. Shouldn't we just be thankful without even having to be told? But he does tell us to. He's humble enough to tell us to be thankful, and it's a biblical commandment. And, you know, we can be pretty good at taking some little verses and, you know, if it's easy enough to apply it, we'll apply it and even be pretty adamant about it. But here's a commandment to be thankful that we find many, many places in Scripture and the examples given. And yet how often do we find Christians that are not really practicing this? On the opposite side, the thing of being unthankful, I'd like to read you a couple scriptures on that. The first one is Romans 1, starting in verse 18. And I have to get to that in my Bible here. I should have had it bookmarked. Okay. Romans 1, 18 down through 22. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And this is speaking of the ungodly in the world, the those that are condemned to sin, given over to a reprobate mind, and part of the process, part of the downhill slide for these people is they are not thankful. Not thankful to God. It's a very important thing for us as Christians to be thankful. And we have so much to be thankful for. You know, thankfulness or thank you, the word thank you should be a common household word. That we should be thanking our wives, and wives should be thanking their husbands, and children thanking each other and thanking their parents. It's a good thing to have thank you as a regular spoken word in the home. And, it doesn't come by itself. The children need to be taught to be thankful. And, you know, how much better as parents when the children receive something. Maybe we get visitors and visitors give the children a piece of candy or something of that sort. And how much better, how it blesses us if the children just say thank you without having to be reminded. And we, as the children of God, we are exceedingly blessed. Just in all the everyday blessings, and of course, much more so in Jesus Christ, in salvation. That's where all true blessings come from, through Jesus Christ. And James 1:17 says, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So every good gift comes from God. Proverbs 27:19, I believe it is. I don't have it written down here, but it says, as in water faith answereth to faith, so the heart of man to man. And what this is saying is the heart of man actually follows man. And it's this way in the subject of thankfulness. If we practice ourselves to be unthankful, after a while we'll just be an unthankful person inside and out. And this is the carnal man. The carnal man will gravitate towards unthankfulness, having his eyes blinded to all the good things that come his way, and not realizing that he deserves much, much worse of a life than what he's receiving because of his sinfulness. Another scripture I'd like to read is 2 Timothy 3:1-5. And let's turn there. Turn there with me if you have your Bible. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. There we have it, unthankful. It's going to mark these sinful, sensuous men of the last days, and I believe we're living in those days. We see unthankfulness just everywhere. Let's keep reading. Unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. And that having a form of godliness is speaking of being religious, having an appearance of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And unthankfulness fits right in there. There are many religious people, yet very unthankful people, and that sits right in there, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You know, there are no unthankful Christians. Christ was a thankful person. He walked this earth, and he thanked God. He was thankful. And to be a Christian simply means to be Christ-like, to be a little Christ, be Christ-like. And we're not Christ-like if we're unthankful. Let me get back to the right spot here. Okay. One more thought here is, how do you respond? How do I respond when asked, how are you today? That's such a common, flippant way of greeting people. It shouldn't be flippant. It should be that we actually ask each other, how are you today? And expect a good answer. Expect, you know, to be given a window into a person's life. And but so often just get asked, how are you? Oh, I'm good, or I'm fine. That's one way to answer. And it's good if it's men and the heart's in it. But the other thing I have seen so many times where, you know, I ask a person, how are you today? Still hanging in there, or still kicking, or not too bad. Okay, so you're not too bad, you're kind of bad though. What's bad here? And, well, they don't really know how to say. But, you know, if we're being blessed, if we're still alive and we have blessings in our life, let's acknowledge it. If we get asked, how are you today? It's a wonderful opportunity to testify of God's goodness. Let's respond with something like, very well, praise God. Or, I'm doing well by God's grace. Or, if you're not doing so well, if you're having a struggle in your life, then you should just open up and share that. And you can still give God thanks and you know, say, praise God, he's still helping me to see my needs. Or, praise God, he's kept me alive to this day. And, you know, there's always ways of being thankful and giving thanks to God, giving Him glory, giving Him honor as God. Well, that's it for this morning. I hope you are excited to serve the Lord today, and I hope we can all have our eyes opened and realize how good God is. God is so good. And in Him and through Him are all good things. So let's thank God this morning. Let's just pause for prayer right now and pray with me. Thank you, God, for this day that you've given us. Thank you for keeping us safe through the night. Thank you for all the blessings you give your children. Thank you. Every good gift and every perfect gift truly comes from you, and they are so bountiful. Our blessings are above and beyond everything we could ask or think, and just exceedingly more than we deserve. Lord, we in our sins deserve hell, and you have redeemed us. You have redeemed myself through the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I pray that all my listeners today, that you would be with them, you would bless them, you would encourage them, open their eyes to see your goodness and to worship you and to love you in spirit and in truth with all their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.